Now a look at the low-key politician taking on Turkey's powerful president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. For 20 years, Erdogan has amassed power over the government, courts, and media. Now, several parties that don't agree on much else have joined to back a challenger in next month's elections. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul.
Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu doesn't have a flashy political presence. He's a former accountant who once headed Turkey's social security bureaucracy before becoming a member of parliament and joining and eventually taking charge of Turkey's main secular party. But he's about to take on the country's dominant politician. Here's Kılıçdaroğlu speaking several weeks ago after the earthquake that killed tens of thousands of people in southern Turkey. Addressing President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, he said the government had cut corners in earthquake preparedness.
And they took these risks knowing what the consequences would be. The death toll is big not just because of the magnitude of the quake, but because of the failure to protect buildings and people from the quake. Erdogan, I will be fighting you till the end.
From time to time, the measured 74-year-old Kılıçdaroğlu does take the rhetoric up a notch. This comment from an appearance last fall dares Erdogan to debate and refers to Kasım Pasha, a tough Istanbul neighborhood where Erdogan grew up.
I say if you're a bully from Kasım Pasha, you come and face me. You have the state behind you. Come with your consultants and your teleprompter. You ask me 100 questions, I'll ask you 3 questions or 1 question. But no, he wouldn't come. He wouldn't have the courage. I know this well.
For his part, Erdogan has dismissed Kılıçdaroğlu as unqualified to lead and says the loosely based opposition coalition backing him, quote, cannot rule Turkey. But on the street, people seem intrigued by the matchup. 64-year-old Alaaddin Erim says he's a retired Istanbul resident who will be voting for Kılıçdaroğlu next month, in part because his economic background may help him fix Turkey's economy, which has Turkish families struggling to cope with hyperinflation. Erim also says Kılıçdaroğlu strikes him as an honest politician. He compares him to a popular former prime minister, Bülent Ecevit, of whom it was said he kept Turkey's reputation as, quote, the world's most secular Muslim country. Erim believes Kılıçdaroğlu is cut from the same cloth.
Dürüst bir insan. Dürüst. Ecevit kadar dürüst.
He is a trustworthy person, as honest as Ecevit. This is where he belongs. Nobody else.
One concern is whether Erdogan's government will let the election be fair. Erim says he has his doubts.
Güvenliğiyle ilgili endişelerim var hanımefendi. Var.
I do have worries about the election, yes, because these people were never honest about it before. They may try to cheat again, but they won't be able to get enough votes.
Meral Çıldır sits on the board of directors of the Turkish Association for Human Rights. She says one of the most attractive things about Kılıçdaroğlu to many is the prospect that checks and balances will be restored and human rights will be respected.
There are thousands of jailed people. We support the opposition because these people will need to be released. Or if there are verdicts against them, they will need new fair trials. Surely, the change back to a parliamentary system will be the first step toward restoring our democracy. Otherwise, it won't be any different from the government we got now. So, we have hope.
Turkey has seen 2 decades of Erdogan in power, first as prime minister and then as president. 24-year-old student Ibrahim İper says people want new leadership.
We want to change because we are young. Young people want to change this position for economical or political. We don't like it.
He says if Kılıçdaroğlu wins, he'll have 4 huge tasks ahead of him: to restore Turkey's democracy, make sure it has an independent judiciary, get the economy back on track, and shore up Turkey's education sector. Some Kılıçdaroğlu supporters worry that he isn't charismatic enough to outshine Erdogan on the campaign trail. But analyst Soli Özel, a lecturer at Istanbul's Kadir Has University, says Kılıçdaroğlu has already demonstrated that he can get results by convincing a fractious coalition of 6 opposition parties that he's the one who can drive Erdogan from office.
In a month, we will go to the elections, and Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu, who is not known for his charismatic or exciting personality, but is a dogged worker, if you will, he proposes to Turkey a calmer future and promises to eradicate corruption and also to seek accountability. I suppose this also implies that he will bring some people to justice if the evidence is very strong about embezzlement and other corrupt activities.
In just a few weeks, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu will find out if he has the support he needs to finally defeat Erdogan and the ruling party that has dominated Turkish politics for so long. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.